Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
I know.
Somebody knows the trouble I've seen.
This thing has knocked out more guys than Joe Louis.
Star winner and still champion.
Captain, may I be excused from this detail? My nylons are bagging all around the knees.
Get bigger knees.
Corporal, you're going to have to do a better job than this. I want this floor clean enough to eat off of.
That's easy. It's already cleaner than the tables in the mess.
He's scrubbing!
Ah, what a festive mood people get in at a GI party.
Oh, shut up.
Now, Major Hoan, of you and your nurses are doing a good job.
We can hold up our end. Why don't you go and hold up yours?
Very well. When you finish checking that machine, check it again.
Frank, how long are you going to be here?
10 minutes.
Wake me when he's gone.
Those tanks aren't even connected.
I told you this was a tankless job.
Oh, you crazy guy. Frank, go make yourself useful.
I'm a supervisor. I don't have to be useful.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Oh, go stuff a goose. Now put more elbow grease into that, Corporal.
I'm all out of elbow grease.
Don't talk back to me.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, Purvis, you lemony glop.
Hold it. What's going on here, Burns?
I saw the whole thing. Frank tried to eat Klinger's mop.
Burns, I put you in charge of this detail.
Doing a great job, Colonel. He's already washed his face and his shirt.
At the same time.
Why is it taking so long?
Well, nobody's following orders, and they're all grumpy.
Not true. I'm grumpy.
He's sneezy.
He's bashful.
She's dopey.
Don't wash your mouth.
Okay, just get it done. Let's all try to get along.
Get along, little doggie.
I had a long little doggy once. It was a dachshund.
Oh, a little hot dog. What happened to him?
He got mustered out.
I relish these conversations.
Oh, will you knock off the silliness?
Oh, knock yourself off, goofball.
I was invited to the goofball, but I didn't have a thing to wear.
Oh, Colonel, they're making me sick.
Me too.
Please, I just mopped the floor.
And look at it, it's filthy.
That's right. Criticize my work. I mop my heart out, and that's all the time I get.
Don't talk back to me. I'm an officer.
But you're no gentleman.
Panic, nurses. Check the surgical packs.
Checking, checking.
Making bags like crazy.
Put a lid on it.
It's been this way all day, sir. No discipline.
Okay, okay. Let's all try to work together, make the best of it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're
you
together.
Bet. That's what we're going to do.
I'm getting out of here.
Now, you heard that, Colonel. Have fun.
Yes.
Oh. Hi, Father.
Any luck, Father?
We have a winner here. I found the mail.
Bingo. You're a genius.
Oh, not really.
Mail's just in time. Everybody's chewing each other up.
Oh, heavens. I have another surprise.
Don't tell me. You got Mildred in one of your bags.
No, Colonel. It's that movie you requested. Your favorite Western.
Hot damn. Things are looking up.
Never mind what I told you before. Forget the instrument packs and clean these shelves. They're filthy. There's dirt all over them. All right. Take
off. Why, now step on it.
Frank, if you say step on it one more time, I'll step on you.
Well, then move it. Then move it.
Shut up, Frank.
Nurses, will you pipe down? I can't hear myself yell.
Mind your own business, Captain. I'll handle this.
You're messing up my floor. Will you quit walking on my clean floor?
Attention all personnel.
Colonel Potter would like to address the personnel personally. There you go, sir. Just keep your finger in that button.
Thank you, Corporal. This is good news. I know you've been working your butts off. Excuse me. And you're all as itchy as a dog at a flea circus. First of all, there's mail.
What's mail?
That ought to cheer you up. And after supper in the mess tent, I've got a big treat for everybody. Something you're all going to love to see.
Gypsy Rose Lee.
Doing a fan dance.
It's my kind of entertainment. My all-time favorite movie. Now I'm saving the title till showtime. After Chow in the mess tent. So bye-bye and bye bonds. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, I take your finger off the button.
What?
They can hear what you're saying.
Oh.
I better handle this. Colonel Potter is now finished with his message to the 4077. See, sir, if you don't...
I know, I just forgot.
Hey, Beach, you got a pen?
Why, somebody mail you a pig?
I need something to write with.
Here, try this, but I think it's out of ink.
Very cute. Hey, Frank, lend me your pen.
No, thank you, pal.
What do you mean, no?
And oh, no.
Why not?
Because you'll ruin it. The point's used to the way I write.
It's used as stupid?
Oh, stuff in your val pack. Hey, Hawk, guess what Peg sent me?
A pony?
No, a Dutch apple crumb pie. It's delicious. Try some. Mmm.
This is really crummy.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's awful.
What? You gotta be kidding.
Would a dying man kid?
Ah, geez.
Frank, let me have some of that shoe polish.
What for?
I want to get this rotten taste out of my mouth.
You have no taste.
I did before I had that pie.
All right, I'll eat it all myself.
I'll be one of your pallbearers.
Well, just don't bury him in that shirt you brought me from Seoul.
You're knocking my gift? I picked that shirt out myself.
No wonder it's irregular.
What do you mean?
I mean one sleeve is longer than the other.
No. That's not true.
Wear it yourself.
I will. I'm going to put on this lovely shirt and go visit the nurses in it. There. Perfect. Nothing wrong with this shirt.
Creep.
Who is it?
Quasimodo.
What do you want?
I'm here to ring your bells.
Come in.
Ladies.
Hello.
On behalf of the officers and gentlemen of the 4077th and myself, I cordially invite you to dinner and a movie in what is accurately called the mess tent. Please RSVP in this ear.
No.
This ear does not accept no for an answer.
Well, I'm sorry. That's the only answer this mouth has.
Where are you going?
We've been invited to dinner at I-Corps. Wine, tablecloths, silverware, pilots.
What does a pilot have that I haven't got?
A plane.
Why settle for a plane when you can have a fancy?
Well, we're tired of this place, and we're tired of the same people. We want to see somebody fresh for a change.
I've always been fresh with you.
Not tonight.
What have I got on my hands and knees?
No.
What have I got on your hands and knees?
Not a chance.
Well, I'm not going to ask again. A man has to have some dignity.
Yes?
It's me, Frank.
Oh, what do you want? I'm busy.
Well, I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, all right.
Well, I was wondering if
Frank, you can come in.
I can?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, will you get in here?
Place looks just the same. You know, you look lovely in this light. The war's been very kind to you, Margaret.
Is that it?
No! I want you to sit with me at the movie tonight, just as a friend.
Just as a friend, I accept.
You see? Even though you're engaged, we can still be civil to each other.
You're right.
And after the movie, I can walk you back here.
That'd be nice.
And if it isn't too late, maybe we can play war games like we used to.
Frank.
Oh, it's such fun, Margaret. You'd hide under the covers and pretend it was a tent, and I'd be a bomb and drop on you.
Frank, you bombed out. You lost. And Donald Penobscot won.
Penobscot, what a stupid name. And you're going to be Margaret Penobscot. I'd like you to meet the Penobscots. Donald Penobscot, Margaret Penobscot, and all the little Penobscots, Huey, Dewey, and Louie Penobscot.
Frank, I'm going to count to three, and if you're still here, I'm going to snap off your epaulet.
Now, put it away. You know how I hate that.
One.
You're bluffing.
Three!
Just get two!
The tension is so thick in here, you can cut it with a knife.
Not with this one.
It's so quiet, nobody's talking.
Perhaps the entertainment tonight will improve everyone's disposition.
What is the movie tonight, Father?
That's privileged information, BJ. I don't want to spoil Colonel Potter's surprise.
We better be good. This crowd is ready to beat up Shirley Temple.
Hold it, soldier. Let me check that tray. You didn't finish your peas.
They're hard as a rock, sir. They hurt my tooth.
You're wasting food. Just look at that tray.
I can't, sir. It makes me woozy.
You didn't finish your meat?
The meat's all fat. Oh, no, that's the potatoes.
Don't you realize there are people starving in Poland?
Here, you can send them this.
What's the problem now, Burns?
Well, sir, I'm the garbage officer.
We all know that.
And there's been a tremendous waste of food, especially rutabaga, lima beans, and breaded liver.
Is that a surprise to you?
Well, what if the enemy got a hold of this?
We'd win the war. Tell you what, Burns, if there's any food left that you think is edible, you eat it.
Here you go, sir.
May I have your attention, please? I know you've been working hard all week, and you've got a case of the cranks. I'm confident tonight's entertainment will make new men out of you. Except for you women. This movie's a classic. It's got the three things that make a movie great. Horses, cowboys, and horses. You might have guessed, it's a Western. It's called, now hold on to your hats, My Darling Clementine.
Oh.
Ah, see? You feel better already.
Gee whiz, that's terrific. I haven't seen a good movie in ages.
Oh, Frank, don't be childish. It's only a movie.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, a movie. I'm so excited I can twat.
Oh, my God.
Never been to Alan Moore.
Great. In the cabin.
Who's that?
Kim Holder.
Alan Mowbray.
Oh, there's Alan Mowbray.
Who's that riding him?
That's old Andy Fonda. There you go.
Hey!
Hey!
Andy Fonda!
Oh, that's an advantage.
Yes, Walter Brennan.
My name's Clayton. It's my boy Ike. My oldest boy.
Any sweet water up beyond?
Yeah, 2-3 miles straight up the trail.
This film is full of splices. It's not my fault.
Oh, hold on now. Don't leave. You're going to miss a swell movie. Tell you what. We'll fill in the time. Let's all sing a community sing. We'll have the film fixed in a jiffy. Come on, it's fun. It's also in order. How about the Tennessee Waltz? Okay? I was waltzing. Too hot. I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my true run, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember.
Father Mulcahy, you should have taken up the harmonica.
Yes, you're right. Colonel Potter's trying to keep the party going till the film's fixed.
Have fun. Sounds like they're having it.
I got it. Here we go. Lights.
Good evening, Mr. Clanton.
Good evening.
Fellow with a trail herd, remember?
Oh, sure, I remember you.
He was right. I didn't get very far with him. It was Russell this evening.
And so? Well, that's too bad.
Guess you'll be heading for California, huh? Oh, I figured on sticking around a while. Got myself a job.
Cow punching?
Marshaling.
Marshaling? In Tombstone? Well, good luck to you, Mr.
Earp. Wyatt Earp.
Klinger!
You moron! I blew the bulb! It's not my fault! Who do I look like? Thomas Edison?
No, you look like Mrs. Edison.
I'll fix it. I'll fix it.
A good bulb here someplace.
Well, find it!
Got an idea. Not a bad earring.
Hit it, Father.
A chaplain in the army has a collar on his neck. If you don't listen to him, you'll all wind up in heck.
Oh, I don't want no more of army life. Keep on, I want to go home.
Oh, the surgeons in the army, they say we're mighty bright. We work on soldiers through the day and nurses through the night.
Yeah! Oh, I don't want no more of army life. Keep on, I want to go home.
Army, they say, are mighty rare. So I spend all my free time carousing with my mare.
Hey, hey! Keep on, I want to go home.
The surgeons in the army, their brains, they are profound. But we'll take chopper pilots, they'll get you on the ground.
Army, you say we're really green, but if it weren't for us guys, you'd be in the latrine.
I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go home.
Well, some guys like the army, I think that it's a mess. If it's so damn terrific, how come I wear a dress?
but this one's gonna try it with Donald Penelope. Hooray!
I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go, but they won't let me go. Gee, Mom, I wanna go.
Hooray!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey!
This is suffering, Doc. There's probably 50...
Hey, there's no sound.
Projector.
It's supposed to break down every 5 minutes.
Like the peace talks.
It's no use. I can't get the sound. Lights!
How about some more entertainment? I know somebody who does great movie star imitations.
No.
Okay. Okay, see if you can guess who this is.
Radar's back.
Now leave him alone. Show him, kid.
Well, it looks like you've got some people around here pretty mad at you, son. But I'm not gonna hit you. I'm not gonna hit you. Like hell, I'm not.
Barbara Bel Geddes,
the Mills Brothers.
Wrong. It's John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Who's John Wayne?
Now cut that out.
Okay, Mr. Betty.
Rochester. Now, how many times have I told you, you see, never to interrupt me when I'm doing the show? Oh, Don, oh, Mary, oh, Dennis.
Now, that's the Mills Brothers.
Deborah Padgett.
Now, Mr. Benny, sing, Dennis.
Hawkeye and OBJ, they think they're pretty smart. I'd like to take a scalpel and stab them in the heart.
Boy, this is fun.
Oh, I don't want no more of army life. Jim.
The number in New Jersey is Klondike 54433. And now for the moment no one has been waiting for, the Father Mulcahy sound-alike contest.
Ain't that Hawkeye?
My word, Hawkeye. Well, this jocularity is most unseemly.
You try it. Me?
Oh, how can you make jokes at a time like this? Oh. Hey! The post office is collapsing and the OR is on fire.
And somebody has broken into the sacramental wine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father. It seems that Private Simpson has come down with a case of hepatitis. This is the most remarkable shade of yellow.
Okay, you play. You, sir.
Jocularity! Jocularity!
Let me just say this about all these impersonations.
I have a car here for four nurses for I Corps.
I'll see your car and raise your Henry Fonda and Ward Bond.
Thank you, driver. We're staying.
Well, what'll I tell General Armistead?
Tell him we're watching a movie with more stars than he has on his shoulders.
What's the picture?
My Darling Clementine.
Oh, that's a good one. I just got a flat tie.
Aha! Swing your partner.
Yippee!
Again with this?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have someone with us tonight who may not want anyone to know she's here. The toast of two continents and the pink pagoda in Seoul. I don't know if we can prevail upon her.
Oh, sit down.
Uh-huh.
Hit it, Father.
Hit what?
Anything. When love comes in and takes you for a spin, ooh la la la, c'est magnifique.
Qu'est-ce que les bonnes femmes?
When every night your lover holds you tight, ooh la la la, c'est magnifique. But when
And one day your love drifts away. Oh, la, la, la. It's such a big day.
Thank you for calling you.
When the horseman, he whispered,
watch out, Mr.
Doc Holliday's with him.
Uh-oh. This don't look good. There's gonna be a shootout.
Wait till they get close to you, fools.
Finn. Cover your brother.
Oh, my darling Clementine, you are lost and gone.